Friday, 2 October 15, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Dear friend, we got a lot of reason to rejoice. I know there's a lot of things that's wrong that's going on. The horizontal view might not be good, but I'll tell you the vertical view is wonderful. Let us look up, for our redemption draweth nigh. This broadcast is the ministry of the Calvary Baptist Church, which is located in New Bern, North Carolina. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. We're in Acts chapter 9, as we are witnessing the conversion of Saul of Tarshish and the great change that came in his life. I know I quote this song from time to time, but I love it. What a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. Praise God for the reality of conversion, for the transforming power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Father, do bless us now with thy word, speak to our hearts, and may we, with Saul of old, may we ask these two questions and be faithful to receive thy answers and thy instruction. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, Saul is stricken down. His first question is, who art thou, Lord? And Jesus said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. The second question is, Saul said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said, all right, I'm going to give you your first baby steps now. All you've got to do right now is go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. I'm reading from verse 6. The Lord said unto him, arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. You know, sometime when we come to the Lord, we want him to give us the whole panorama of what's going to happen between now and when we go home to meet the Lord. But thankfully, God is not going to do that. God's too wise to do that. He knows what we can receive and when we can receive it. Now, we finished up the last program wondering about these men who were with Saul, verse 7. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. Now, surely they went back to Jerusalem, and they told the account, they gave the account of what they had witnessed. They had no explanation for it. For the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, neither can he know them, because their spirits are discerned. And that's why, dear friend, our old crowd and our families, so many people that we know when we get saved, they're dumbfounded, they're confused. They don't know what in the world has happened to us because our life has changed. I went through this with my own family. I went through this with my friends. And if you're saved, you did too, dear friend. And we cannot condemn them for that. We ought not even criticize them for that. Well, you know, some people say, well, they just don't understand me. They can't. They cannot. For the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, neither can he know them, because they're spiritually discerned. You know, we bear witness with each other, and if you're saved, your spirit bears witness with someone who is saved, but your spirit does not bear witness with the spirit of an unsaved person, and certainly their spirit cannot identify with you if you have now come to know Christ as your Savior. Now, that's why the Bible makes it clear, two cannot walk together except they be agreed. And there's no way that a saved person can live for the Lord and go on with an old life. It's like trying to ride two horses at the same time with each horse going in a different direction. You're going to have to choose which horse you're going to ride, dear friend, for you cannot go the way of the world and the way of the Lord. All right, so now he gets his instruction. He is to go into Damascus. And the Bible says in verse 8, and Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man. He was physically blinded at this time. Spiritually, his eyes had been opened. Physically, he was blind. But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. They, I'm presuming it was the crowd that was with him on the Damascus road. Somebody brought him to Damascus, and the Bible says, and he was 3 days without sight, neither did eat nor drink. Now, we will find out that he's in the house of Judas, but for 3 days now, he is spending this time with the Lord. He is fasting. He is blind. Everything physically is shut off from him. Spiritually, things are being opened up to him, and he is communing, I'm sure, with the Lord. My, what a wonderful time in Saul's life. Saul needed this dramatic time in his life. Remember who he was. By his own testimony, he persecuted the church. He was a mean, vile, religious man. And dear friend, when God saved him, God had to spend some time with him. He had to do some talking to him. So he was 3 days without sight, and neither did eat nor drink. Now we come to another portion in Saul's life. The men who were with him now drop out, and the Bible says there was a certain disciple at Damascus. Now remember, the last few messages we have been looking at the two questions that Saul immediately asked. Who art thou, Lord? And after Jesus Christ identified himself to him, he said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Now we come to an area of Saul's life where two men are going to be greatly used in his life. Now there'll be others, of course there will be. We're going to find out that there were people in Damascus who helped him. Some even, as we'll read later, would let him down over the wall in a basket. But two men now, one by the name of Ananias and the other by the name of Barnabas, are going to be greatly instrumental in the life of Saul as he will become Paul. From Saul, the great one, to Paul, the little one, I'll tell you, these two men are going to be used. And it's a blessing to me how God uses people in our lives. You know, in the will and the way of God, God uses his word, he uses providential actions, and he uses people, does he not? A lot of other things he uses too, but these are prominent in the life of God's people. And it sure is important who some of the first people you meet, it's important to you who the first people you meet after you get saved, whether they're going to be a help or be a hindrance to you. Well, I'm glad that Ananias was an obedient child of God. And all we can do today is introduce Ananias to you. And God willing, on the next broadcast, we'll look at him and his encounter with Saul more closely. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And by the way, this is one of the men that Saul of Tarsus was after. Did you get that? Ananias was one of the men that Saul of Tarsus was after. You say, well, how do you know that? Because he was after the believers. He was after the disciples. He was going there to arrest them. He might even have had Ananias' name on one of his papers. I don't know. That's speculation. I don't know. But I want you to understand the position that Ananias finds himself in, the condition that he finds himself in, and how by the grace of God he's going to handle this. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias, and to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias, and he said, Behold, I am here, Lord. Behold, I'm here. And no doubt Ananias was fearful, for he didn't know Saul was saved. He didn't know what had happened in this man's life. He just knew that they were a persecuted group of people, and now the Lord is speaking to him. And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prayeth, and hath seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight. And Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man, how much evil he hath done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And here he hath authority from the chief priest to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name among the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. Well, this is where we've got to leave off for today's broadcast. God willing, on our next broadcast, we'll pick up this encounter with Ananias as he meets Saul, and then we'll be watching as he meets Barnabas as well. Well, we're at the end of our broadcast week. Hope you're making plans to be in a good, fundamental, Bible-believing church. Be there if at all possible. If you cannot, you have access to the internet. Please join us at www.calbapt.org. That's www.calbapt.org. Please join us next broadcast if you can.